Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging around with me. If you just tuned in, welcome aboard. If you've been listening already today, thank you for that very much. I know you can tell your IQ is shot up, out of sight almost, just by the information you're getting on this show. Bob Nagin is going to help us with our IQ. Bob is and his wife Susan have been working for a number of years helping themselves by running their own company. Bob made a living, folks, believe it or not, he's the only guy I've ever known who made a living selling kites and yo-yos, but he did that, and now he's helping people like you and me have the maximum opportunity to be successful with his company called Whizbang Training. He's our good friend, Bob Nagin. Welcome back to the show.
Well, thank you, Jim. I'm glad to be here.
It's good to have you back. Now, your brother's still in the kite business, isn't he?
My brother is still in the kite business. My brother Steve bought my share of the company in 1999.
You know, anytime somebody tells you they made a living selling kites and from time to time some yo-yos, you want to listen to that guy. That guy's he knows how to take a product to market and really stay focused. That's pretty impressive, Bob. But you've been branching out over the last several years, and you've been helping small business owners learn some of the stuff that you learned and that you were able to be successful with in your own company. And one of those things is by using email marketing, right?
That's right. Email marketing, I believe, is the single most powerful tool for small business people today.
If Why?
Used correctly, of course.
Why is that?
Well, traditional media advertising for small business people isn't dead, but its pulse is very, very weak. Most small business people can't afford to buy the repetitions needed for an ad or an ad campaign to be effective. So, you know, what ends up happening is most people, they'll call in the newspaper advertisement person and say, I have $200, and they run one ad, which isn't enough to make
right.
an impact.
Right.
And then they go, oh, shoot. Well, you know, for $20, $30 a month, you can sign up with a list service server and send unlimited emails to your customers and get that same amount of repetition, only get better touches, what I call quality touches, for a lot less money, so you get a much better impact for a lot less money.
Well, one thing I'd like to correct you on a little bit, Bob, is one of the best values, and I'm not just saying this because of the business that I'm in, one of the best values out there from a marketing standpoint, from an advertising standpoint, is radio. And because those guys I'm telling you, the spots you can do on radio, and they'll help you produce them. But here's the thing. To me, Bob, it's not either or, it's both and.
Absolutely.
And when I say both and, I'm talking about multimedia.
Yeah.
Not just the internet, not just the radio, not just the newspaper. You really need, because when you send an email to somebody, then if you're doing it the right way, these are people who you already know and who've given you permission to send them email, right?
Absolutely. And Jim,
but my point is you can't find those people by email. You've got to find them some other way, or they've got to find you some other way.
Right. I agree with you 1,000%. And a mix is incredibly important. But as you know, and as your listeners probably know, I work primarily with very small business people,
right.
Mom and pop retailers.
$200 that $200 you were talking about, that wasn't even their budget. They're just going to scrounge that up somewhere.
That's correct. And so what I tell my clients is, look, let's start with what you can do, and as you build your business, then we add other medias to the mix.
Well, see, where small businesses make a mistake, I think, Bob, is they get a customer through, say, advertising on the radio or the newspaper or whatever, and then they think that the best way to stay in touch with that customer, whom we already know, is through radio. And maybe it is, but the thing is there are other ways, and that's what you're talking about with the email marketing.
That's right. It's primarily a relationship building tool.
Yeah.
And so you have advertising to get new customers, but I am a fervent believer in the power of keeping a customer. And so your point is absolutely correct. You know, you get a customer through traditional advertising or through walk-through traffic or referrals or however you get them, preferably radio, right, Jim?
That's exactly right.
and then you keep them through consistently building that relationship, and email is the best way to do that.
Well, exactly. And there's no question, folks, that Bob, and as I'm sure you tell your clients all the time, it's a lot cheaper to keep a customer than it is to get a customer.
Absolutely. The statistic that gets used the most, but I've heard it's changed, is that it costs five times as much to get a new customer as it sells to an existing customer. So therefore, logic simply dictates take care of your current customer.
Right.
Try it out loud. It's a much more cost effective way to grow your business.
But now, this email marketing thing is not something that the average small business owner it's not intuitive for them, is it?
No, but you know, part of it is that it's wrapped up in the aura of technology. Oh my gosh, it's technology. But you know, Jim, so you're on the radio. I don't need to know how your studio works in order to, you know, have someone produce a good ad for me that will generate income.
Right.
The same thing happens now. The technology is getting simpler and simpler to use. So really, the main thing you need to do is you need to be able to string a couple sentences together, meaning you have to have some basic writing skills,
mm-hmm.
have to be able to speak from your heart, and you have to realize that people want to hear more from you than product pitches.
Right. So email marketing is not just about, here's my stuff, will you buy it?
Right. And this is what I call becoming a broader resource. And this is really the secret strategy for small business people. So, for instance, at WizBang Training, we don't just send out information about our learning resources. We send out a free weekly tip of the week. And so what are we doing? We're becoming a resource. We're becoming a friend. We're making people familiar with us. And that's how we use email marketing.
Well, and you're also making me part of your community.
Absolutely.
And that is, to me, that's the most important thing, Bob, for small business owners to think about when they're building relationship with their customers, is to think about getting those customers to join your community. And that's what we got to do, folks, in small business. We don't have enough money to grow our brands through the big campaigns. We've got to do it on a one-on-one basis. Right back with our good friend Bob Nagin right after these messages. It's 20 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with us. Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. I'll learn to tell time eventually, folks.
In the air.
It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I'm glad you're here. My website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com. Don't forget to subscribe to my newsletter, which is our form of email marketing. Comes every week on Sunday, gets you ready for the week ahead. And there's a lot of information in those newsletter, in that newsletter, including a couple of messages from our very, very special corporate partners, our sponsors, who make all this stuff available to you for free, that allow us to bring you really cool people like Bob Nagin, the president of WizBang Training. Bob, give us your website, please.
www, of course, whizbangtraining.com. There's an H in the whiz, although if you just spell it W-I-Z, it's the same thing.
So. It'll still get there. All right. And they can find out more about how you help small businesses, even little teeny tiny small businesses, right?
Absolutely.
When's the book coming out?
Well, I just got an email from John Wiley and Sons, and they want me to send a proposal, so I'm working
Good
on
deal.
It this afternoon.
All right, we're waiting on your book. We're
okay.
anxiously waiting on that
we'll
book.
We'll let you know as soon as it's in the stores.
All right. All right, Bob, we're talking about email marketing, and the main thing is that you want to stay in touch with customers.
Yeah.
And in the past, before email, you would have to call them, or you'd have to send them something in the mail, like a drop a card in the mail. And either one of those is a fairly expensive process. Somebody had to be on the phone. They had to take the call, which probably annoyed them, or if it came by direct mail marketing, where you dropped something in the mail to them, that's pretty expensive to do, isn't it?
Yes, absolutely. And once again, going back to this multiple touches from multiple medias, I still recommend that my clients put something in their customers' mailboxes four times a year. But you need
You mean when you say mailbox, you mean real mailboxes?
A real mailbox.
Some kind of a physical mail.
That's right. Flyer, a newsletter, a
four times a year, huh?
About a sale, customer appreciation day, something like that.
This is back to the multi touches, the different. Yeah, I agree.
Yes, but four is not enough. You see, that's the
right.
Whole thing. So if you had a garden center, Jim, and you created an e-zine, an electronic magazine, or a tip of the week, if you had, Jim's great gardening tips,
mm-hmm.
and once a week you sent something to someone who said, there's going to be frost tomorrow. Make sure you get out there and cover up your tomatoes. That's the sort of what I call a quality touch that will make your customers loyal, which will make them, as you say, part of your community and will keep them coming back to you. That's how you big box proof your small business. Because Walmart, somebody in Arkansas there, doesn't know that there's frost in your town.
That's right.
That's the personal touch. As small business people, that's what we have. We have the ability to develop relationships.
Customization.
Or, how about this? Customerization.
Exactly. That's a good one. Well, the thing about it is...
We just made that one up, Jim.
That's the key to our success as small business owners. We've got to customize what we do for our customers. And you're exactly right. And the more we can be a resource for them, the more they'll remember us, and they're coming by from us because we're now a familiar voice. We're the little voice in their head that's telling them to do whatever it is that we do.
That's it. You've hit it on the nose.
Yeah. What about, we've got a couple of minutes left, Bob, and I mentioned earlier really simple syndication. This is a little bit of a different technology, but it is a technology, and it's more of a It's like email, but it's different. My question to you is, what do you think about that as a tool? Is it premature?
So RSS, Real Simple Syndication, and podcasting, which is where people are able to download your audio messages and that sort of thing. I think that it's a wonderful tool. Once again, it's another media that you could maybe put into play in your mix.
It's not either or; it's both and, isn't it?
What's that?
It's not either or. It should be thought of as both and.
Absolutely. However, particularly with my clients and my clients' customers, and when I owned a kite store, my customers there. I like to keep it simple. I want to be on the dull edge of technology.
Right.
I want to use it, but, so many people are just getting email, are just getting comfortable with the email. I want to make sure that people are comfortable receiving my messages.
Well, I think one thing...
business, that's wonderful.
One thing's for sure, RSS and email is a little bit of a generational thing, isn't it?
It's partly generational. It's partly also, technical proficiency.
Mm-hmm.
And I like to keep it simple. I am always, for instance, we're just going to start in the next few weeks sending our emails in HTML.
Mm-hmm.
We're still sending them out plain text.
Right.
Because we like to be on the dull edge of things. We want to use technology, but we want to make sure that everyone can use it with us.
Well, one of the things, the main things, the reason I brought that up is because I agree with you. If we can just get small business owners to focus on email, they can do RSS later on. But I do think it's important that they know that technology is out there and that be one of their tools. Bob, give us your website one more time, please.
WhizBangTraining.com.
All right. Hey, thanks, Bob. We'll see you next time.
All right. Thank you, Jim. Thanks,
Bob Negan, ladies and gentlemen. That's Negan, the last name. Quick break. Right back with Lois, Paula, and Joan. We're going to talk about Breast Cancer Awareness Month. Stay with us.
This ain't no place for losing. All the universe of mine.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.